Anyway, you want to talk to me now about gut health. G-U-T health.
Yes, but not my own gut health, I hasten to add. Gut health in birds, particularly in great tits.
Oh, I love the great tits. Teacher, 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 teacher.
That's it. All these years of the dawn chorus have obviously made an impression on you. They've rubbed off.
Or the bicycle pump.
That's it. That's it. You know? It's a good way to remember it. But it's a very well-studied bird. It's very widespread, very common. It's probably been more studies, ornithological studies on the great tit than any other bird species. And yet, someone's found something new about them.
Oh, I see.
Researching the gut health. We hear a lot about the importance of gut microbiomes in us humans, all these probiotic yogurts and pills and all these things that you can get, and how important that is for our immune system and for nutrition and for all various other parts of well-being, including mental well-being. So it's really important. So it seems strange that it hasn't really been widely studied in birds. It must stand to reason it's not only us humans that benefit from having beneficial bacteria in our guts. It must stand to reason with birds as well. But I think that what's been really interesting about this study that we're about to speak about is that it's isolated the bacteria specifically to the bird, to the great tit. It's not trying to give them human bacteria, because it stands to reason that birds must have completely different bacteria to us, or different strains. So I think that's the beauty of it. So a researcher called Shane Summers, as part of his PhD work, has been researching this and actually putting bacteria, extracting it and putting it into mealworms and then feeding it to great tits, or getting them to feed them to their own chicks, and seeing it actually has a remarkable effect on the weight of those chicks when they fledge, when they leave the nest.
Now, Shane is based at University College Cork, UCC.
That's right, a long ornithological pedigree there. And I thought it was really interesting research. So took the opportunity to have a chat to him about it. And I was really blown away, I have to say.
This research was about the gut microbiome. So the gut microbiome refers to all the microorganisms in the gut. So these are fungi and bacteria and protists that live in an animal's gut. And the way we study that in wild animals is we use fecal samples, which is basically a scientific term for poo. And you can take fecal samples from any animal, but great tits are a great study species. And so you can take fecal samples from them and essentially sequence the bacterial DNA that is in those samples. And that tells you what bacteria live in their gut. What we did for our experiment, we isolated a bacterial strain that we thought might be beneficial to the bird, and we isolated this bacterial strain from a fecal sample from the bird's gut and essentially turned it into a freeze-dried powder. We, after culturing it and growing it on agar, and we turned it into this powder which we could use as a dietary supplement. Then we used a system of nest boxes that we have around West Cork. So great tits are a cavity nesting species, so they'll use nest boxes if you put them up. And we basically provided mealworms to birds in these nest boxes across West Cork. And for half of these nests, we provided mealworms that were covered in this powder, and the other half just received regular mealworms. And essentially, we tracked the health and the growth of the chicks in these nests, and we also sampled their microbiome repeatedly throughout this time.
I understand that the really innovative thing here was that you were getting bacterial strain that was actually found in the wild birds. It wasn't some off-the-shelf thing that wasn't correctly adapted for avian systems. So what challenge did that present?
Yeah, so that was, as you say, a really important part of our study, is that we weren't just using any old bacteria. Here was a bacteria that has probably evolved with this bird for a long time and is present in many of these birds' guts. So this bacteria is adapted to that particular environment, the gut environment, and the great tit, their host, is used to this bacteria. It's not like a pathogenic bacteria, it's essentially a friendly bacteria.
This bacteria, it goes by the name of Lactobacillus kimchicus. Is that to do with like kimchi, the Korean fermented cabbage? Is it the same bacteria that's used to make that?
Exactly, yeah. So this bacteria was first isolated from that Korean fermented food, kimchi.
And we've heard a lot about prebiotics and probiotics and so on, and gut health in humans, and how important that is for not just our physical well-being, for our mental well-being, for all sorts of important things. Did you find benefits for the birds? Is it something that is really important and crucial to their health as well?
Yes, so there's lots of evidence, as you've said, linking the microbiome to health in humans and in animals more broadly. So there's lots of evidence in laboratory animals, particularly mice and rats. We found in our experiment, we were able to show that this also happens in the wild, in this wild bird. And essentially what we found was that by feeding them this bacteria, which is adapted to the bird, that we were able to increase the nestling bird's weight as they grew up in the nest. And that's a really important measure, their weight, because it really is a great indicator of how healthy they are.
Presumably, that's because it's assisting their digestion. They're taking in more nutrition from the food that their parents are bringing them, because presumably the parents on average are bringing the same amount of food to the nestlings. So something about this bacterium in the gut was able to help them absorb the nutrients. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we think we basically sequenced the genome of this bacteria when we cultured it originally, and we found that it had a number of genes that were associated with metabolism, particularly protein and carbohydrate metabolism. So we think that by providing them to the birds in the nest, we're just giving these nestlings a little bit of an advantage, and they're a little bit better at digesting food that their parents bring. During the nesting period, that's going to be lots of insects and things like that to help them grow.
And once this bacterium is present in good quantities in their guts, so they have this colony of it there, is that something that stays with them for life? Will it have lifelong benefits? Or is it something that they would need to top up?
My suspicion is that it will maybe fade out in a lot of the birds if they're not getting fed it regularly, even though the fact that it's adapted to the host gives it probably a good chance of hanging around. But we did a similar experiment in the laboratory, but we were using a non-host adapted strain. And we managed to catch some birds after the experiment and sample them. And we saw that bacteria had almost completely left their system. We weren't able to resample birds in this current study because they grew up, they left the nest and they dispersed away from the study site. But my suspicion is that given that it's host adapted, it has a good chance of staying in their guts. But it's hard to know.
I'm curious as well, Shane, about maybe the practical implications of this. So you've worked out in laboratory conditions and testing with wild birds too, but in that sort of controlled environment, how this works and how it gives them a boost. But is there a role here perhaps, let's say, for captive breeding programs for certain very threatened species where the right kind of bacteria given to the birds at this crucial stage in their lives could boost their survival chances, make it more likely perhaps for birds to be able to migrate successfully, those kind of things?
Yeah, it certainly could play a huge role in conserving species, particularly when there's very low numbers of those individual hosts. So you can imagine that like a species numbers decreases as you lose individuals from that species, you're probably losing really valuable bacteria as well. So if you can figure out bacteria that can benefit their health, it definitely is very feasible to think that we could dose wild individuals or captive bred individuals to be released into the wild with this bacteria to give them a bit of an edge when they are released into the wider environment. And especially if they're moving between different environments, as you said, many birds like migrate. So you might be able to give them a boost in their metabolism. You might be able to give them a bacteria that can help them digest novel food sources that they might come across on their migration. But another very important thing you might be able to do is give them a probiotic or a beneficial bacteria that can help them resist pathogens, which they might come across as they travel through lots of different environments.
It really is fascinating stuff. It's really at the cutting edge. And I haven't really heard anything like this in the conservation world before, Shane. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes from this. I'm thinking of birds like curlews and corncrake, species like that, which are on the brink in Ireland. And this could give them that fighting chance, that little boost that they might need. So delighted to hear that there may be practical implications for this.
Yeah, it's great to think that we might be able to help those birds. As you can imagine, we're really doing a lot of damage to them, to their population. So it's great to think we might be able to do something to give them a bit of a boost.
Thank you very much, Shane. It's been fascinating talking to you. And yeah, I'll follow this with interest. Cheers.
Thanks very much, Niall.
I must say that really is fascinating, Niall.
Isn't it? It was wonderful to talk to Shane there. Mm. I knew him. He used to work in Birdwatch Ireland, so we knew each other a little bit. And it's great to see what he's been doing. This really groundbreaking stuff. And yet again, UCC.
UCC, that's where it's coming from. Anyway, if you're doing some interesting research, get in touch. You can email Mooney at rte.ie. We would love to hear from you.